From the Otter Daily Devotional, he's here today again. God is ready to shine the light of his word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Otter Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate the Most High God for his faithfulness and mercy upon our life. We glorify the name of the Lord for his mercy that endureth forever. We thank him for giving us this day again, the 25th day in the month of October, 2 months to Christmas, precisely 2 months to Christmas. Within these 2 months, as we are waiting on the Lord, our waiting shall not be in vain. The Lord's mercy shall be proclaimed upon our life. It is well with us, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, let's celebrate those that have their birthday today. We join them in their celebration and we say happy birthday. We thank God for the preservation of your soul. For this birthday, the Lord will supply you with that long-awaiting promises in Jesus' mighty name. It shall be fulfilled today. Receive it as your gift. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. And to those that have their anniversary today, we say happy celebration. You will celebrate more. To those of you that are celebrating your wedding anniversary, to those of you that are celebrating house dedication, to those of you that are celebrating the very first time you are called a mother or a father, the blessing of the Lord comes upon you more to achieve great more. Great things in Jesus' mighty name. Happy anniversary celebration. Now, to those that are in one condition or the other, that are not palatable, we share your pain. And we say, the Lord in his infinite mercy will lift you up in Jesus' mighty name. You are bouncing back to life in Jesus' name. Brethren, today, we've been talking about waiting. And what do we mean by waiting? Waiting is the time of looking up unto God, trusting God for something, and you are looking up unto him. You don't know the time. You don't know how it will happen. You don't know where it will happen. The Lord has been faithful. Looking into the scripture, we look into the book of Psalm 25. If you read Psalm 25 from beginning to the end, you will understand better. But let's look at verse 5. Psalm 25 verse 5. In the time of waiting, it may be that the Lord is leading you, taking you somewhere. Psalm 25 verse 5 says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." On thee do I wait all the day. So, while he has been waiting, he is trusting God that the Lord is leading him to somewhere. The same thing is applicable to you and me. Before waiting, we must be sure of who we are waiting for. We must be sure of what we are waiting for. We must be sure, we must reason and know of a truth. So, the psalmist say, "Lead me in your truth." So, waiting cannot be for fun or feet. You are waiting for something. You are waiting for God's leading. You want God to teach you because you realize that it has been God that saves you. Brethren, well, look at this thing carefully. You will now see that while waiting, students waited upon their teachers until they graduate. Yes. So we are waiting on Christ. We know that he's the one that can lead us aright. And we know that he will teach us the truth. So, brethren, today, I thank God for giving us this opportunity. In your life, what are you waiting for? And who are those that are leading you? Who is teaching you? What are they teaching you? Is your hope in God or in man? Put your hope in God and you will never be disappointed. When we are talking about waiting upon the Lord, we are talking about his grace, his mercy that endureth forever. Psalm 25 verse 21. Psalm 25 verse 21 says, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee." Let it preserve me. Protect me. That waiting upon the Lord is not something you joke or toy about. We are waiting because we are double sure that he will lead us in the truth. We are double sure because we know our life is in him and he will protect us. We are waiting on him for we are 100% sure that he will keep us safe because all our life, everything has been placed in him. God is not playing games with our life. It is well with us, brethren. The Lord is working things out. Your waiting will not be in futility in Jesus' mighty name. It shall be resourceful and resourceful in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of His grace and glory will manifest more and better upon your lives in Jesus' mighty name. It is well with you. I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say enjoy pleasant surprises. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 9038 02 1402 or +234 8056 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you. From the Altar Daily Devotional is here to the again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate the Most High God for His faithfulness and mercy upon our life. We glorify the name of the Lord for His mercy that endureth forever. We thank Him for giving us this day again, the 25th day in the month of October, 2 months to Christmas, precisely 2 months to Christmas. Within these 2 months, as we are waiting on the Lord, our waiting shall not be in vain. The Lord's mercy shall be proclaimed upon our life. It is well with us, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, let's celebrate those that have their birthday today. We join them in that celebration and we say happy birthday. We thank God for the preservation of your soul. For this birthday, the Lord will supply you with that long-awaiting promises in Jesus' mighty name. It shall be fulfilled today. Receive it as your gift in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. And to those that have their anniversary today, we say happy celebration. You will celebrate more. To those of you that are celebrating your wedding anniversary, to those of you that are celebrating house dedication, to those of you that are celebrating the very first time you are called a mother or a father, the blessing of the Lord comes upon you more to achieve great more. Great things in Jesus' mighty name. Happy anniversary celebration. Now, to those that are in one condition or the other, that are not palatable, we share your pain and we say, the Lord in His infinite mercy will lift you up in Jesus' mighty name. You are bouncing back to life in Jesus' name. Brethren, today we've been talking about waiting. And what do we mean by waiting? Waiting is the time of looking up unto God, trusting God for something, and you are looking up unto Him. You don't know the time. You don't know how it will happen. You don't know where it will happen. The Lord has been faithful. Looking into the scripture, we look into the book of Psalm 25. If you read Psalm 25 from beginning to the end, you will understand better. But let's look at verse 5. Psalm 25 verse 5. In the time of waiting, it may be that the Lord is leading you, taking you somewhere. Psalm 25 verse 5 say, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. On thee do I wait all the day. So while he has been waiting, he is trusting God that the Lord is leading him to somewhere. The same thing is applicable to you and me. Before waiting, we must be sure of who we are waiting for. We must be sure of what we are waiting for. We must be sure, we must reason and know of a truth. So the psalmist say, lead me in your truth. So waiting cannot be for fun or feet. You are waiting for something. You are waiting for God's leading. You want God to teach you, because you realize that it has been God that saves you. Brethren, we'll look at this thing carefully. You will now see that while waiting, Students waited upon their teachers until they graduate. Yes. So we are waiting on Christ. We know that He's the one that can lead us aright. And we know that He will teach us the truth. So, brethren, today, I thank God for giving us this opportunity. In your life, what are you waiting for? And who are those that are leading you? Who is teaching you? What are they teaching you? Is your hope in God or in man? Put your hope in God and you will never be disappointed. When we are talking about waiting upon the Lord, we are talking about His grace, His mercy that endureth forever. Psalm 25 verse 21 says, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee." Let integrity, let it preserve me, protect me. Like, waiting upon the Lord is not something you joke or toy about. We are waiting because we are double sure that He will lead us in the truth. We are double sure because our life, we know our life is in Him and He will protect us. We are waiting on Him, for we are 100% sure that He will keep us safe, because all our life, everything has been placed in Him. God is not playing games with our life. It is well with us, brethren. The Lord is working things out. Your waiting will not be in futility in Jesus' mighty name. It shall be resourceful and resourceful in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of His grace and glory will manifest more and better upon your lives in Jesus' mighty name. It is well with you. I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say enjoy pleasant surprises. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.